Langley, it looks good for the plants. They're finally getting some water. Hope you and everyone has a wonderful day, and here's Kent.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Fox. Mike, that was great indoors today for me, and tomorrow, suddenly. So nothing else to report. Yeah, I will be just enjoying days of 7 trees and back to you.
Well, thanks for being here, Kent and Rena. Have a great day. Look after one another, and chat to you tomorrow, possibly. 7-3. 7-3.
Whiskey 7, Delta Golf Kilo.
What's that? Are you looking for a magic one?
One more time with the call sign.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Lima Charlie.
Juliet Lima Charlie. Good morning. Go ahead, Lanny.
Good morning, Stuart. And good morning, everyone. Happy Friday, like rain, and 7-3-12. Victor Echo 7, Juliet Lima Charlie. Thank you very much, my early check-in. Back to you.
My pleasure having you aboard. 7-3, Lanny. Take care now.
Whiskey 7, Delta Golf Kilo.
Whiskey 7, Delta Golf Kilo. 8:30 suit you okay for the weather report, Dave?
That's perfect, and it's not going to be a very nice one today, I'm afraid.
Well, I think most people will be happy if Saturday field day is going to be a little bit better.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
A very good morning, Rosemary. Go ahead.
A very good morning to you, too, Stuart. Thank you for taking my check-in, and thanks for doing the net. You have a great day, and talk to you tomorrow, 7-3.
Yeah, chat tomorrow,
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray.
Mike Tango X-ray. Good morning, Gerald.
Morning, Stuart. Looks like they've asked 40 meters protection for the Venezuela earthquake, 7135 kilohertz. They want it protected for use by the emergency people, or emergency ham radio operations.
What was the frequency again?
7135 kilohertz.
Copy that. Thanks for sharing that. Are you going to bring that forward at 10 o'clock or will you be off and running? 9 o'clock.
I'm not too sure. I'll try to be around for 9. If not, maybe somebody else could pick it up. But I'll try to be there for 9 o'clock.
Sounds good. Did they have an alternative frequency too, or is going to be 7.135?
That's all I got from the IARU organization.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a bad earthquake and lots of damage and loss of life, sad, in Venezuela. Okay, appreciate you coming forward with that, Gerald.
Thanks, Stuart. Later.
You betcha. Next station, if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Charlie Zulu.
Mike Charlie Zulu, good morning, Harrendale.
Hello, Stuart. It's nice to have a cool house today without having to turn the air conditioning on the one side. And I discovered a new use for an Alien Safe. It's a name brand of product that uses the functionality that geckos use to climb up straight up walls. It's this tape base that you can attach to pretty much anything. You peel it off and you wash it and you reuse it. And anyways, long story short, I have a standing sit-stand desk and I've been zip-strapping my, power bars to the desk legs, and they always fall down. But this morning it had one of those bing, 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 bing moments, and to use the Alien Tape, and it's working great. Life is good. Happy days.
How wide is the Alien Tape?
Give me 1 second, checking. The stuff I have here is about an inch and about 1.25 inches approximately.
1 1/8. Okay. It's doing the job. I've had double backing tape many times over the years, but I've never been really satisfied with them. But it sounds like you're happy with Alien Tape.
Well, I like it because you can remove it, although so far hasn't been super easy. But once you've removed it, you just wash it clean, put it in a plastic bag, and so you need it again, and it's reusable. That's the beauty part about it. Unlike most tapes, once you use it once, double-sided, it's done and done and done. I've used it outside in the garden to hold my watering system tubes against concrete, which I was very surprised by. In the hot sun, it stuck there and stayed there. It seems to stick to pretty much anything. Again, haven't really tried to take it off most places yet. In the garden, it was fine on my, plastic gardening bins. I could remove it and replace it there. I have it on some drywall, which I don't think I'm ever going to get off. And from these, the desk legs, which are metal, I can peel it off slowly, and that's fine. But yeah, the reusability is the huge, huge part of it.
So is it like the ones where you have to sort of stretch it before you start to pull it off?
I'm not sure. So I mean, on the back of the fire bricks here on the machine, the desk today, I had to pull and slowly peel it, and it was on both. It was coming off of partly on the power brick and then partly on the desk itself, so I suspect I'd have to get a knife or something sharp to just pop it along the way. It's supposed to be rated for up to like 15 pounds or 10 or 15 pounds holding strength, which is pretty impressive.
Excellent. You sound very happy with it. I would be if it's as good as what you say, and hopefully it was affordable.
Funnily enough, I think I bought it years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, and it was on one of those infomercial type things. Buy now, call now, operators are standing by, you know the drill. I only came across it again recently when I was looking for something to mount something in the garden, actually, and I found it in my bin of tape, pulled it out, went online to look at it and look at reviews and stuff, and like, oh yeah, this stuff really does work, and it went back on the science and all that sort of stuff, and so far, yeah, I'm really loving it. It saved lots of stuff in a lot of places. Took a role to my parents because they have things that we magnetically attach to their fridge, like a label maker, and it would always fall off and lost the magnets, and I put that on there, and it's perfectly stuck now, and it's good. Definitely recommend it. Check it out.
Will do. Thanks for bringing that forward, Arundel. Have a great day. You've got a big smile on your face.
Indeed. Thanks, Stuart. E2, Victor Alpha 7, Mike Charlie Zulu, 73.
73, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
Kilo India 7, Whiskey Victor Papa.
Whiskey Victor Papa. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Stuart. Our signal's a little bit on the weak side, so we must have some interference. Anyway, you have a good day there, Stuart. You and Elsa have a nice walk and enjoy yourself. 73, Kilo India 7, Whiskey Victor Papa, getting out of here.
Yeah, you got a pretty good signal coming this way, Hal. Have a great day, my friend. 73, next station if you're out there.
E7 Echo X-Ray Charlie Mobile.
Echo X-Ray Charlie Mobile. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Stuart. Good to hear you this morning. A little bit of rain is today. It's cooled off. It's kind of nice. It's good we have a little bit of moisture again.
Yeah, my veggie garden is looking excellent. I got it weeded yesterday, so that rain will bring back some more weeds in about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that's for sure. They always grow very, very well. It's amazing how weeds grow, but the things you don't want to, you got to baby them, and they take a lot of care. But weeds, man, they grow like crazy.
Yeah, it's like the young kids running around the streets. They seem to be infallible, and then you mollycoddle them, and the next thing they got broken bones or whatever. Yeah, I was a weed when I was a kid.
Yeah, I can believe that. I think we all were. Anyway, good stuff. I'll let you go. Thanks. 73 to you. It's nice to hear you, Stuart. V7 Echo X-Ray, Charlie.
Yeah, good to hear you, George. 73, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
Victor L7, Lima Golf Mike.
Lima Golf Mike. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, Stuart, and all on the net. Thanks for the early check-in, and thanks for doing it all week. We will talk to you tomorrow, 73BA7LGM.
Yeah, the time due the net just flies by, Len. I can't believe this is the sixth day. But have a great day, my friend, and chat tomorrow. Next station.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Victor Lima.
Uniform Victor Lima. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stuart, Nolan, Net, Victor Echo 7, Uniform, Victor Lima. Just headed up to my favorite place in the world, the dentist, to have some young girl poke and prod and clean my teeth today. Anyways, that's the story for today, and a haircut. Anyways, and sorry to barge in yesterday, but traveling between the 9th hole and the 10th hole, just wanted to get in so I could check in. 73, Stuart, good to hear your voice on the radio. Victor Echo 7, Uniform, Victor Lima.
No problem at all, Jim. Have we had enough rain for the salmon to come looking upstream?
Salmon are long gone. They're really only going up from about September till January-ish, February, like the steelhead and cutthroat are January. But September, October, November are coho and chinook and pinks and that. So salmon are long gone. They're actually in the river now. They've spawned. And there's little fry just floating around in little pools there and in the river. So little guys are in the river, but the big guys are long gone.
They've gone to heaven. Okay, thanks, Jim, for that update. That's brought me up to date. Next station, if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo.
Alpha Victor Kilo. Good morning, Max.